Hello, it's a time for a new episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I'm your host, Robert Hensley, the Truth Be Told Minuteman. And today is Monday, February 28th, last day of the month. This year has already started flying by. But so today we're talking about, and this is kind of cool. I found this one and I was really excited. We're talking about the encounter of Flight 2292. So if you haven't heard this story, and it did kind of make the news a little bit last year, right? Because this happened on February 21st, 2021. There was a flight. It was flight 229. It's American Airlines flight going from Cincinnati to Phoenix. So you've got this Airbus A320. It's flying southwest, normal flight, and then they get over New Mexico airspace, right? So they are just over the northeast corner of New Mexico, over Clayton, New Mexico, traveling at, I guess they call it cruising. They're cruising at 36,000 feet and going about 460 miles per hour when, whoosh, right over top of them, is a cylindrical UFO, well, unidentified, or what do they call that? Unidentified aerial phenomena. And what they said was that it looked like a tube, a missile, a cylindrical object that was moving very fast, that flew right over the plane. So now, here's the thing. People talked about this happening, right? And then their American Airlines, right, came back and said, and this is a quote, "At this time, we do not have any indication that a radio transmission was made from the flight crew on board American Airlines Flight 2292 on February 1st. Right? So denying that there's anything going on, right? But then on February 25th, American Airlines confirms in a separate statement with a different tone that following a debrief with our flight crew and additional information received, we can confirm the radio transmission was made from American Airlines Flight 2292 on February 21st. For any additional questions on this, we encourage you to reach out to the FBI. Right. So now I'm going to play for you the original. This is the original audio of from Flight 2292. All right, and you can hear the pilots talking about, they're asking whether or not there are any targets, because there is a missile range in New Mexico very near to where this happened. But they're asking if there were any targets in the sky. Then they talk about what they just saw. All right, so we're going to play that now.
2292. 2292. Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, looks like a long cylindrical object. It could almost look like a cruise missile type of thing. Moving really fast. It went right over the top.
All right, so now that is the original audio from the flight crew, and they described a missile-like object that flies right over top of this commercial flight. So then doing a little digging here, right? It turns out that, again, not only is there a missile base or a missile testing facility nearby, but there was actually a report filed with NUFORC, right? The National UFO Recording Center. So this was reported on the 21st of February, 2021 at 12:08 p.m., so just after lunch. And This was on February 21st, 2021 at 1918 Zulu. American 2292 was at the TBE 180030 latitude 36.8 longitude negative 103.56 at FL 360 westbound. The pilot observed a long cylindrical cruise missile looking thing fly right over top of them eastbound. It was reported to air traffic control, who showed no traffic above the craft. So there wasn't anything on the radar showing that there was anything else in the sky with flight 2292. So what brings this up is that, you know, give it a year and somebody says something. So this year, right, at the end of February, a couple of days ago, the FBI did confirm that they did investigate this encounter with American Airlines Flight 2292 over New Mexico. So, no answers. We know that there's a missile range not far from, but there were no missiles or any targets that were supposed to be flying at that time. There is a report to New Fork. The FBI has confirmed it. And what we're left with is, yet again, another mystery. So the question comes to mind. It seems like there are more and more of these kind of close calls where we're talking about Navy ships, Navy fighter pilots, commercial flights, small, you know, private aircraft being zipped, right? Or kind of I don't want to say being taunted because that would be the wrong word, but definitely having more contact with unidentified phenomena or objects in the sky. So what's the deal? I know that there are some people out there, you know, among our conspiracy theory friends who are saying that this is just a way for kind of moving up the game a little bit, right? So we're now at a point where our friends from the universe, these quote unquote aliens, are making contact more and more as a way to kind of lessen the blow when they finally do kind of unveil themselves on a grand scale. So what do you think? So until we have some answers, this is Robert Hensley coming to you again live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America for the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. And as always, remember there is new Minuteman content, or not Minuteman content, Truth Be Told content, three times a week. Monday at 3 p.m. with me here on the Minuteman Report. Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific with Bonnie Burkert on Truth Be Told Transformation. And, of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told on Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific. And with everything that's going on in the world right now, Tony is going to be adding some Russian policy experts and some NATO experts into the mix on his show. So things are going to get a little topical on Truth Be Told for the next couple of weeks. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And if you like the content you're seeing here on if you like this content you're finding here on YouTube, please be sure to subscribe. And as always, like and share that content. Let everybody else know about it as well. Until next time, this is Robert Hensley, your Minuteman, signing off.